This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It might not. All right. Probably doesn't. I know. Feel like it. But we are still officially in a public health emergency. Have been, in fact, since late January 2020. As of now, that emergency declaration runs through mid-July. There have been calls for it to be extended, and it looks like it's gonna be. That is according to various people familiar with the matter, as the saying goes. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on the economics of a public health emergency.
To some extent, the fact that we're still officially in a public health emergency is about sending a message.
There's a certain amount of symbolism attached to the declaration of a public health emergency as sort of a signal to the public that things are still bad.
Larry Levitt is with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
But there are also huge implications for the healthcare system and government spending.
For one, vaccines and testing are free because of the public health emergency. Many COVID tests and vaccines for kids are only available as long as there's still an emergency, because they haven't been fully approved yet by the FDA. And as long as it's still in place, states can't drop people from Medicaid.
The results of this have been huge. We estimate that by the end of this federal fiscal year, 22 million more people will be in the Medicaid program.
And then I think there's some really important benefits that I have enjoyed as a provider because it's been convenient for patients, including telehealth services.
Dr. Kavita Patel is a primary care doctor in Washington, D.C. She says the public health emergency has temporarily loosened a lot of the rules that have restricted access to telehealth.
So we have been able to expand telehealth services, being able to give care by video or phone in any geographic area. And that's not something we normally were able to do.
She says a lot of people may not realize it's something they might not be able to keep doing once the public health emergency ends. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.